First today to these extraordinary developments in Melbourne and along the New South Wales-Victoria border. Millions of Melburnians, along with residents of the Mitchell Shire north of the city, are getting ready to go into 6 weeks of lockdown from midnight. And it's come with a warning from Victoria Police. The Chief Commissioner says hundreds of officers will be on the roads to intercept anyone trying to escape the capital city for the regions. The crackdown comes as Victoria records 134 new cases of the virus, and it could be a tough road ahead for border communities too, with the New South Wales government considering further restrictions. Now, we'll head to one of those communities shortly, but first, our reporter Samantha Donovan joins me with the latest from Melbourne. Afternoon, Sam. Firstly, what more can you tell us about the latest figures?
Well, there are now 860 active cases in Victoria, Tom, with that number having been boosted by 134 this morning. As you mentioned, 41 people are in hospital and 7 of them are in intensive care. There are now 75 confirmed cases in the 9 towers that have been in that hard lockdown since Saturday night. And the Premier, Daniel Andrews, says health officials are hoping to have tested all 3,000 or so residents of those towers by the end of the day. In terms of the testing numbers overall, 29,424 tests were done in Victoria just yesterday. Now, Daniel Andrews has been under pressure in several interviews this morning to apologise to Victorians for this new 6-week lockdown, given that these big outbreaks are largely due to the botching of the hotel quarantine system in a couple of Melbourne hotels. He spoke at a media briefing this morning.
I am not pleased to be in this set of circumstances. I apologise for the inconvenience, the great challenge that many, many Victorian families are going to have to experience over these next 6 weeks. It's not where we want it to be, but we can't go back. We can't change those things that have got us to this point. We can only respond appropriately, and that involves everyone following the rules, because they are rules that are there for everyone. Every single family's safety is enhanced if we all do the right thing.
Daniel Andrews, the Victorian Premier. Sam, let's just take a look at the situation involving the police at the moment. How are officers intending to make sure people don't breach the stay-at-home orders?
Well, police have been out and about in large numbers since the so-called hot zone was subjected to stay-at-home orders last week, and that Operation Sentinel, as it's called, is to be expanded tonight. Australian Defence Force personnel are being called in to help police at checkpoints. This is all about making sure residents of metropolitan Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire don't try and head out to the regions where, fortunately, there are very few cases of the virus so far. There'll be a booze bus style operation. There'll be the automatic scanning of rego numbers. There'll be mounted police and highway patrol officers all involved in this operation, as the Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police, Shane Patton, explains.
We'll have several hundred more police involved in Operation Sentinel. It won't be an absolute ring of steel, but there's going to be a significant police presence on a whole amount of those main arterial roads you'd expect to see on the Hume Freeway, heading out to the Calder, going down to Geelong, heading to Gippsland. We're going to be there from midnight tonight. We're going to be checking people. We're going to be making sure they're adhering to those guidelines. If you don't have a reason to leave, you'll be turned back around. If someone breaches those guidelines and leaves when they shouldn't, you'll receive an infringement, $1,652.
Shane Patton, the Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police. Sam Donovan's with me. Sam, Victorians aren't welcome in the other states, of course, either. What's the latest there?
No, South Australia is imposing a so-called hard border with Victoria at midnight tonight, Tom, with the army also being called in there to help out the police. Victorians will be banned from entering South Australia, and even those who live in the border communities will only be allowed to cross over for essential services. They won't be allowed to travel further than the regional area where those services are. Now, in New South Wales, there are growing concerns about Victorians seeding, as it's called, the virus in their state. We've heard this morning that a Victorian teenager on holiday in Merimbula on the south coast has been diagnosed with the virus after what's being reported as a testing error by Victorian authorities. That family weren't from a Melbourne hotspot. It appears they got tested before they left for their holiday, and that teenager is now in isolation. And in terms of the communities on the New South Wales-Victorian border, the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says her government is considering further restrictions which would isolate residents living along the New South Wales-Vic border from the rest of New South Wales. She's sending a strong warning to the border communities.
The probability of contagion in New South Wales, given what's happening in Victoria, is extremely high. The probability that we need to be tougher on those border restrictions is extremely high. I ask everybody in those border communities, including residents in New South Wales who live in Albury or Moama or other places across the border, do not travel to other parts of New South Wales unless you absolutely have to.
Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier, Samantha Donovan, our reporter in Melbourne, before that.